Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast. Really appreciate you taking the time to listen. Funny enough, I'm actually going to be coming up on my 3-year anniversary of making these podcast episodes. I don't know, I sometimes feel like I'm not doing enough to promote it. Sometimes feel a little bit helpless with the whole process, but you know, I think I've definitely enjoyed doing it, and I've definitely been able to, you know, produce some good content for it. And it's really helped me kind of get my thoughts out instead of having them stuck in my mind and kind of eating me up inside. I think more or less it's not the end of the world if you have a bad day, but getting your thoughts out and kind of looking at the bigger picture and moving on thoughts and issues in life definitely can help. I have had a really good week since I last made a podcast. I'll probably post this in a few days. But as you could tell by the title, I was yelled at work, and there's nothing I have to say about why or whatnot. It was honestly a misunderstanding, and the person got a little bit too upset. And I think he is a good person. I genuinely think he's a really good person, and he cares. I just think sometimes how he expresses things is a little bit different in certain circumstances, and you sometimes have to look at the brighter side of individuals rather than focus on the negative side of individuals. But that being said, it's obviously not easy to be yelled at and to deal with something like that. So for me, it was very interesting on how I responded. Because oftentimes one can be upset and one can even sometimes yell back and make a bigger issue out of it. But I was very proud of myself in this moment because I was able to not yell back and not really react back or not really react in a really negative way after the fact. And I think that's such a powerful thing to do, for me at least, because it shows that when you're thrown negativity, if you're thrown anger, you still have the decision on whether or not you respond with the same or you respond with something different. I get angry. I'm human. I'm negative sometimes. I've had a few bad days recently, and sometimes I don't really know why. Sometimes I just don't feel like 100%. And, you know, it's sometimes hard because you want to have good days every day, and overall good days are good, but that doesn't necessarily mean your attitude's always good. Sometimes your attitude is negative. Sometimes you make mistakes with your throughout the day. Sometimes you're just not happy with yourself. That's being human, right? But at the end of the day, look at the bigger picture is really important. And in this moment, I said to myself, this person has his own problems. Him getting upset is probably not just because of me. It's probably because of something much bigger. And the only thing I can do is either respond with equivalent anger and negativity, or I can respond with positivity and calmness and happiness. And I decided to do the latter. I decided to keep my calm, even smile for a little bit and just sit there and just take it. And, you know, also I also explained to him the next day that I didn't appreciate that. And he explained, you know, why he did it, and he apologized that he shouldn't have done it that way. And I was like, yeah, that's what I expected him to do, because I know that's not him. I know it's sometimes emotions that take hold of us. But that doesn't mean we don't control our emotions, right? We often say that, like, yeah, this got the best of me. But in the end of the day, you still control your emotions, and you still control how you go about your life, right? Like, no one's forcing you to do anything, right? You may have feelings to do something, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to do it. And I think that's a really big lesson that I took, is that in the end of the day, you feel certain things in life, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to act on certain things in life. Some days I'm really upset, and some days I can really be upset and angry and want to act out and really get snappy. But I've learned that it's much better to kind of keep that internally and work with it yourself instead of making a much bigger issue out of it. So I, again, had the option to make a bigger issue out of this or move on and kind of just take it and kind of move on. And I decided to do that. But I think the key here is not to yell back. I think whoever tells you that yelling and being upset and being angry sometimes being negative is a positive impact. It doesn't. Having a positive impact on whatever you're trying to get done is talking in a good tone and finding common ground. You can talk in a stern tone, and you could talk in a very authoritarian tone if you want to get something across. But in the end of the day, yelling and getting upset is shows lack of control. And I think that's a really important thing to remember, is that you control your actions. You don't control everyone else. You do have a lack of control when it comes to everyone else, but you don't have a lack of control when it comes to you. So when I see someone yell, or when I see someone get upset, especially over little things, I say, this person can't control himself. This person can't control his emotions. So how can I trust them to deal with other things? So it's really important to take a deep breath when you're doing things, because you are impacting other people when you do things. And I can tell you that I've done things that I should have controlled myself better, and I didn't, and I got hurt by it. I got affected by it. I would get upset. I would be a little bit selfish, and it got me to not so nice places in my life. And I'm not perfect. I still do sometimes slip. But I can tell you that the moments when I calm down and I mindfully think about my choices and mindfully think about my reactions, my life is a lot better in a lot of ways. So again, it's about taking a few seconds before you react, thinking through your reaction and the long-term effect. If you want to build a relationship with someone, you don't want to be someone who is always aggressive to the person and brings a lot of heat to the conversation. You want to be someone who's calm and be able to talk even through difficult conversations. The easy conversations are easy, but how you deal with the difficult conversations is difficult. It is difficult, right? You know, funny enough, people write agreements, but if everything's going well, no one's going to look at the agreement. Why do you have to look at the agreement? But if everything's going wrong, then they look at the agreement. So instead of calling it an agreement, call it a disagreement. So when you have a relationship with someone, you can obviously be as happy as possible and focus on those things and focus on the good things. But remember that the good things are not necessarily the defining moments. The good things are actually the ones that you are not so good on and how you deal with it, right? So moments when it's difficult and you are tested, those are the moments that matter in the bigger picture of things. Of course, you need to be grateful for the good things and the happy things and all the good, then the good communication and whatnot in relationships. But what's really important is also recognize, like, how do you deal with the difficult things? Do you, you know, fight? Do you argue? Do you yell? Like, how do you deal with those things? And I think for me, especially looking for a partner and for friends nowadays, I'm looking for people who I can communicate difficult things to in a very peaceful manner. If I can't do that, I already know it's not going to work. So, you know, finding someone who has those attributes is a very powerful thing to do. It takes time to formulate those things on how to work with people. Like this individual I've been working for a few years, and I've been able to work with it. I've been able to see through it and see a bigger picture. But if you come across someone immediately and you do this, some people can be really put off by it. So that's why it's really important to look at the bigger picture and look about, you know, how are you dealing with these situations when they come up? Not only how do you deal with good things, right? It's all great and all when the sun is shining and it's warm outside. But what do you do when it's dark outside and it's raining? So that's the question I always am asking myself now, is how do you deal with those things? And it's not to focus on the negative things. It's not to, you know, have a negative perspective that these things are going to occur. But the likelihood of something negative occurring is pretty high in life, because life is just life. Changes occur all the time, and relationships are never, it's not always easy. So the question is, are you ready to deal with that, and how are you going to deal with that? So that's something that I really recognize on what I want to work on. It's not necessarily how do I make life good and how do I, like, you know, work, you know, with the good things in life. It's how do I work with the bad things in life? How do I work with the unfortunate situations? How do I work with the unfair situations? And those are the things that make you stronger. Those are the tests that make you stronger. You getting everything you want in life will never help you grow, but you feeling a little bit pain and having to deal with that pain will get you somewhere. So again, in life, you always have a choice on how you react and how you see things. And the moments that really count on growth is how do you deal with and how do you see the not so good times. And I could go on about this. It's a very common thing that I do, but I think I really want to hone in on the fact that it takes time, because I used to yell a lot more. I used to get a lot upset much more. I still do to a degree. I'm human. But the moments I don't is the moments that I see change, and the moments I see power, and the moments I see growth, but I guess it's all the same. But I think just reminding yourself that as much as possible can really help you through life, and has helped me. I don't really have too much else to say. I just want to get that out there, that I've been noticing that, like, it's not about the good things in life that you need to deal with in relationships. Those are all great and you should cherish them, but it's how do you deal with the bad things and how do you deal with the difficult things. If you can get that down, I think anything is possible. So you got to keep your head up. You got to look at the bigger picture. You know, say to yourself, if this is a difficult moment, is it worth making it deeper, or is it worth just moving on and kind of accepting what is? So it's all circumstantial, but I hope you got some things from today's podcast. But I really appreciate you joining, and hope to talk to you guys soon again. Thank you.